Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fourth and goal, Williams. Looking, pressure, throws, caught, touchdown, DJ Moore!
Would of course go for it, KB, of course! I mean, it's a no-brainer!
There's a lot of weapons in our offense. We try to move them all around. There's a lot of guys that we're trying to target. And so he gets moved around a little bit. He's a smart player, so we feel really comfortable moving him to different spots. And so that can be a negative or a strength, depending on where we're trying to go with the ball. But I just would say about DJ, he's done a great job of doing exactly what we've asked of him, and he continues to do so.
That was Declan Doyle talking about DJ Moore, and he hasn't – it's hard to describe it. Like, I was thinking that there would be more impact by DJ Moore in this offense this year. Carmen, you're around it every day. Carmen Vitale, by the way, is in for Spiegs. What's happening? Why are we not seeing DJ Moore used the way that people probably envisioned when he signed the long-term extension?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you always hear people talk about, well, it's a good problem to have. You got all these mouths to feed, but it's a good problem to have. I suppose that's true, but it's still a problem sometimes. The biggest thing to me, though, is that scheme-wise, how many times have you seen DJ Moore open? And the ball just doesn't go his way. That's what I think is probably the most frustrating, because I think Ben is very intentional and cognizant of trying to spread the ball around. Because when you do have that many options, especially at all different levels, which DJ Moore is one of those guys that, you know, he lines up all over the field, right? He can run every route very well. He's a great route runner, all that. There's no shortage of ways to use him. And I feel like Ben is very cognizant of that and intentional with putting him in there and trying to spread the ball out and provide options, but it's not that option isn't being taken. And I feel like I think that's frustrating especially when you have to get up to the podium every week and you have to answer for that, especially after games like in Green Bay, where your number one receiver, Roma Dunze, is out. So naturally,
you would think that a guy that's been a number one receiver would be your number one option in a game like that.
Correct. So I think that there is probably some frustration behind the scenes of like, hey, this is, but like, in order to have DJ Moore factor into all of these progressions and everything, you have to get to them and you have to like execute this offense as it's meant to be executed. And that's not something, you know, we haven't seen that really happen on a consistent basis. I mean, Ben just talked about it yesterday, like wanting to stack completions, because that means that you're in rhythm, you're playing within the structure of the offense. And that's not something he's seen over the last four or five games.
Speaking of Ben talking yesterday, this is what he had to say about DJ Moore.
And do you look at it like you have to get DJ going to get as far as you guys could possibly go, or is it more you have a lot of weapons?
Well, our approach really hasn't changed week in and week out, just in terms of the guys that we have up and we're counting on to be playing. We're going to have roles and we're going to have plays for all of them. Can we dictate necessarily where the ball's going to go? Not at all. Not all the time. I said it last week. I wasn't anticipating him to come out of that game with only one catch. I thought we had him out there as the primary for a number of instances, and we couldn't find a way to get him the ball, whether that's coverage dictated or other things that go on within a play. And so do I want to get DJ Moore going? Absolutely. Do I want to get all these guys the ball? Absolutely. They've all earned that right, and I think it makes us a better, more well-rounded offense when we have all these guys contributing at that level.
Okay, Carmen, so you're right on point. There's Ben saying,
I was basically just paraphrasing what Ben Johnson said yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, that Ben is like, yeah, we were trying to get DJ Moore the ball.
Yes.
And we couldn't get it to him.
No.
And so that's a matter of execution.
Correct.
Not plan.
No. And, you know, whatever they say about best laid plans and this, that, the other, and this is. And the hard part is because Caleb Williams is so incredibly talented and then elite at making those throws that nobody should be able to make, right? Getting himself out of pressure, running around, throwing off platform, throwing across his body, throwing the opposite way of his momentum. Like, all of those crazy things which make him just this wow factor of a player. But it's almost the antithesis of what this offense is supposed to be and how it's supposed to be run. And you don't necessarily want to coach that out of Caleb Williams, because inevitably protection's going to break down, this, that, the other. You want him to be able to just still escape and do some of those things. But I mean, that Packers game, that even the second half, I think part of it was intentional, but Caleb was on the run almost half the time. He was throwing off like almost half of his attempts came on the run. And when you do that, that's already a low completion percentage play.
Because you're cutting the field in half and maybe into a quarter.
And you're not setting your feet. You're not, and that disrupts the timing then with the receivers, because you don't actually know when Caleb Williams is going to let go of the ball. You can't time it up with those progressions and this, that, the other. And so you can't get everybody involved. And that's why, like, his completion percentage just was horrendous. Like, even in the second half when the Bears did do a lot of good things, you can't, like, it's a stressful way to live. And it's a stressful way for the quarterback to live. It's a stressful way for the offensive coordinator to live. It's a stressful way for these receivers to live, who now, instead of running the route and being, like, really precise as far as, like, your steps and getting to a certain spot and this, that, the other, because it is that precise, now you have to worry about, all right, where's my quarterback right now? How do I create separation from the guy that's on me right now? Like, everything's blown up at this point. Now you're relying essentially on vibes. And, like, that's stressful. And it's got to be frustrating for a play caller.
There's no, and I would imagine for DJ as well.
Right.
And he hasn't said
he was
any,
wide open several times against Green Bay.
I mean, first play of the game, right? And yep. Ball goes.
Last play of the game, for that matter.
Last play of the game. That has been a debate over
and
the last.
Several more times other than that,
right.
Too.
That is correct.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.